Hi guys, welcome back to Free the Girls.
Welcome back to episode 6.
Episode 6, baby.
Yes, fucking flying through per usual. Claudia's adjusting her mic.
Getting situated. God, these things suck. All right, I think that's good.
Put it up a little bit.
It'll move. Oh, wait, no, it won't. Okay, we're good. I think we're good.
We're good. We're rolling. We're on.
We're rolling. We're good. Big things. Big things coming. So we always start every week with a little update, but honestly, I don't have much of an update this week. This week has just, like, been slow.
I have a quick update. My cats both have fucking diarrhea, so I'm stressed out as fuck. That's the only update I have. I wish there was more exciting things, like getting a dick stuck in my vagina or something like that. That was exciting, but no, of course not. Just... cats having diarrhea all over my apartment.
Just diarrhea. And I did get my hair bleach fucking blonde. I haven't been bleach blonde since we were in high school.
Yeah, things are changing. She's a blonde bimbo now. We're the yin and yang. Whatever the fuck it is, we're fucking opposites, all right?
Yeah, we have to be opposites because I just feel like for the podcast, it only is right that she has black hair, I have blonde hair. And we're
Claudia can't have roots anymore.
No, we're not nice girls.
We're nice girls, but we're not nice girls, okay?
Yeah, so we have to look like, you know, we have to look the part. That's all.
Yes. So today for episode 6, we've read your comments and your DMs, and we decided to talk about all things gym, you know? So body image, body confidence, but the most important thing.
The hot fucking guys.
The hot fucking pieces of meat. The literal gym bros. Meat at the fucking gym, and how... you just kind of look at these gym guys and think, wow, I would love to take them for a fucking ride.
What does their cock look like?
Let me go fuck them in the locker room.
Man, they look fucking good and sweaty, and I would lick those biceps.
Yeah, like seriously. So we just are doing all things gym today. We're going to kind of talk about our gym experience, you know, how we got to where we are and, you know, some things that we've learned along the years and, you know, but it's only right if we just talk about the reality of it and what's mm-hmm. behind the scenes of all that stuff, which, like we just said, is gym cock. So gym cock. So, you know, I think it's only right that we start there, you know, the raunchy usual shit that we do. So do you want to take it away, Miss Walsh?
Okay. I feel like we should start with, like, just the whole thing about the gym in general. I feel like when you go to a gym, especially being our age in your, like, early 20s, mm-hmm. everyone goes to the gym to look at each other. Like, I mean, maybe there's a select few people that go and they're going, you know, just to get a workout. They don't even give a shit about what they look like.
Those are the mature, you know, people that have their lives together, but we are not those people yet.
No. Then there's us. The gym is our fashion show. We have to wear the tightest fucking leggings that go right up our butt crack because we already know people are going to be looking. Mm-hmm. And when we go to the gym, we have our wandering eyes looking around at any hot piece of meat that we can fantasize about.
I know. I have, like, so many thoughts going through my head of, like, things I think about at the gym, like, kind of like what you just said, the wandering eyes. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about this the other day. I cannot control myself. Like, if I see somebody that I even find remotely interesting or attractive, like, I will fucking stare. Yeah. I can't do a glance. I can't, you know, keep it casual or hide the way my eyes are going. I'm looking right at them, looking at every inch of their sweaty ass fucking body and thinking what I would do to it.
I feel like I'm the opposite. I mean, no, in the opposite in the fact that I try to make it not obvious. Like, I will literally look like through my hair like this.
Corner,
like,
of your eye.
Kind of look around. Or I'll look in the mirror and I'll be looking at someone who's, like, all over here. That's the good thing about the gym. The mirrors are, like, all around the whole place. You can see everyone that's behind you, everyone that's staring at you. The gym is our feeding ground.
No, for sure. I mean, like Claudia said, I think that, you know, especially right now, because, you know, during quarantine and everything like that, there's not much that we can do. So I mean, even before this, our favorite thing is to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. I mean, we fucking wake up and we basically revolve our day around the gym.
Right.
So we get up, we eat usually, and then we get ready. For the gym.
We're like, this bra doesn't look good. Take it off. New one.
Right. And, you know, I think that we've spent and put a lot of money into our gym outfits for good reason, though, because, you know, I think that's a big part of what makes you confident when you go to the gym. Like, I've gone to the gym in an outfit that I can't stand or an outfit that's extremely uncomfortable and doesn't flatter my ass. And I want to leave.
Yep.
Like, if I have to be wearing the right gym clothes, you know, they have to flatter my ass, flatter my tits. Be the right fucking color, matching scheme, everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's very important.
I think not only that, for like being confident and all that, but it makes you want to go to the gym more when you know you have cute clothes that you want to wear. Like every time I get new clothes, it's like I cannot wait for the next leg day because I just want to put them on and go get a nice ass booty pump.
Yes, and leg day is the best day to test out all those new leggings because that's when you can see how your fat ass looks in them.
Yeah, because when you get sweaty and they start sticking to your butt and getting stuck in your butt crack. Oh, I'm in the mirror literally yanking them as high as they can possibly go up my crack because that's seriously, that's one thing I can't look at. When a girl wears leggings, just please yank them up. Yank them up hard. Yes. If you want your ass to look good,
ladies, Claudia and I will only say this once. Actually, it might be worth saying it multiple times.
Yeah.
When you wear leggings, do not wear them the way a normal girl would wear them, aka a 40-year-old mom. Wear them like Claudia and Devorah would.
Mm-hmm.
Hiked as far up as they can go, literally giving you camel toe and ass toe. Like, legit, like, yank them up in between both your cheeks. So it's basically like you're naked, but with a colored legging on over top. Literally, like, you want to show everything.
Not only that, but it makes the biggest difference. Like, people are always like, oh, those leggings look so good on you, where they're from. But it's not only that. Like, yeah, you have to get good tight leggings, but
and
also
stretchy. They have to be stretchy
and thin. To be stretchy, yeah, and willing to like stretch over your legs as you pull them up. But you need to grab each leg and literally pull them up to the point where it's like bunching at the crotch.
I've literally been in the gym bathroom with Claudia yanking her leggings up her crack because they were too tight to even go that way. But no, that's the best way to wear them. You know, it's the most flattering. I think that when you wear them normally, sometimes you can have that kind of like hangy like gap, you know what I mean, in between.
Yeah, like
a,
you have like a webbed thing going on
between your crotch, and that's just like a no-go. You know, we're if fucking show it off, you know, the body is art, show that shit.
Yeah,
literally. Especially in the gym, and it'll make
show
you feel better.
Show that butt crack off.
Show that fucking stank crack.
Show that I have sweat. Okay, another thing I feel like is important to talk about because I think I get this message quite often is talking about like going to the gym. I always get girls being like, "How are you so like confident around all the guys like staring at you? Doesn't it make you uncomfortable or feel weird?" No, because I look at it as it's like motivation to work hard. Like when someone's watching you do something, you want to be like doing your best. It like holds me accountable almost, even if it is creepy sometimes.
I was going to say, there's definitely the select few that are fucking disgusting, that like stare too much.
The old dads.
Right, that stare, or they'll make comments and it's just like, now is not the fucking time. But I saw this, was it a TikTok when it was like the sexual tension between, you know, other people your age, whether it's the gym or in an airplane, whatever it may be. But I think that even if you don't necessarily find a guy attractive at the gym, if you're in the same age range, it's almost like you're bound to have some sort of tension there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think it's so normal. But kind of like Claudia said, I would use that as a motivation rather than as an intimidation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like kind of take that as, you know, go your hardest, work hard. And that doesn't mean push yourself too hard. You know, do what you're comfortable with doing, but definitely use it as motivation. I mean, that's what we do. Even if it doesn't matter if we're in a relationship or anything like that, when I feel like the point of the gym is to be surrounded by other people that are working hard, and that only makes you work hard as well. You shouldn't be scared.
I could never like working out alone. Like I feel like often I get people asking, oh, can you show what a good workout at home is? I don't work out at home simply because it's not motivating to me. I won't get anything done. I'll lay there like a blob half the time on my phone because no one's watching me do anything. But in the gym, it's like I needed to like get this set done, move on to the next machine, know what I'm doing next. Like, it's just a whole different world.
Right. And I think that I've always said this for the last couple years now. Progress is addicting. Once you see progress within yourself, that's when you can't really stop and you become more and more confident. The confidence just keeps building. Claudia and I, we both started at our own place. You know, I think she was really small and wanted to gain weight. And I kind of wanted to gain, but I also wanted to tone up because I just wasn't naturally toned. I was kind of like skinny fat, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we all start somewhere and we were not confident when we started. I mean, even looking back at pictures to see what we wore, like our shoes, our shorts, I mean, it was a fucking atrocious compared to how we look now.
We would like cut things up and wear them, like cut up tank tops, cut up leggings into shorts.
Yeah, but you know, we all start somewhere. But I think that confidence doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. And I think the more effort you put in and the more that you work on yourself, the more confident you're going to be. You can't not be confident if you're seeing progress and you're putting in the work, you're eating good. You know what I mean? Don't ever forget that, guys. Diet is fucking key.
Yeah.
Don't be
abs are made in the kitchen.
Yeah. Don't be fucking squatting heavy as shit, and then going home and eating Papa John's pizza. Claudia. Claudia can afford to because she has good genetics, but I could not do that, on the other hand.
Yeah. Also, too, I feel like a big thing is everyone's always like, I want to go to the gym, but I'm scared. I'm scared to go because I just feel like I don't know what I'm doing. Instagram is a wonderful place to figure out lots of workouts. There's lots of women on there that show what they do with weights, without weights, like whatever you're into, whatever you're looking to do, get advice. And also, you never know until you try. Like, I've plenty of times whacked my head on a barbell, dropped things, like looked like a fool.
I trip all the fucking time.
No one's watching as much as you think they are.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Thing. That's very true.
Like, it feels like everyone in the gym is watching you, but, like, I've done, like, the dumbest things sometimes. Like, I can't get a weight off the ground, or I can't, like, pull a plate off the barbell or whatever, and it's just, like, no one cares. Everyone's
right, and also,
in the same boat.
Don't be afraid to ask. Even to this day, her and I, if there's, like, certain weights we just can't pick up, we ask people all the time. We're like, can you help us with this? It's really not that big of a deal, and I feel like everybody's kind of there for the same reason. So people, like Claudia said, aren't judging you as much as you think that they are. And kind of going off of what you said with Instagram, even to this day, I think Claudia and I are pretty much to our full experience with, you know, how to grow our bodies and what works for us. But I still will go on Instagram and get new workout ideas and follow different people's workout routines, because sometimes it does get boring and you have to switch it up. But Instagram is definitely how I learned, and, you know, it's been amazing. I didn't even watch YouTube videos, really. It was all Instagram.
No, I mean, there's a lot of motivating people on there that have built their bodies naturally, and they just know what they're doing, and it makes you want to do it. Like, whenever I'm not in the mood to go to the gym, if I, like, see workout videos on Instagram, I'm like, all right, I got to get the fuck up and go.
For sure. That's definitely very motivating. So, is it time to talk about gym comp? I think that is pretty much everything, right? As far as, like, body confidence goes in the gym. And I know that it can be hard. Body image is hard in general. I mean, even to this day, I think that we both definitely have days that we're still...
We are hard on ourselves.
Yeah, we're very hard, especially because we work so hard and we go to the gym so often. I think we're still in a stage that we're extremely hard on ourselves, and it's probably not the healthiest mindset, but it's reality. But, you know, even in our best states, we've still been not 100% confident. Right. So I don't think you're going to have days that you feel like a boss ass bitch, and you're going to have days where you feel like a fucking slug, and it just happens. Mm-hmm. But keep working at it. Keep working hard, and you will see progress, and you will look hot as fuck. So
I will say, too, getting a gym partner, when we started working out, I literally only ever went with you.
Yeah.
Because it makes you feel better doing things. Like, if you're doing something you're, like, scared you're doing it wrong, there's always someone there next to you just to help you with it, or I don't know, just to, like, laugh about it with.
Right.
So it's more motivating. It's fun to go with a friend, find someone that's willing to go with you, that wants the same goals as you, wants to work hard. And it helps. But like I said, everyone starts somewhere. We started at Planet Fitness. I don't even know what we would do when we went there. I don't even think we knew what we were doing.
Yeah, we didn't really know what we were doing. We would kind of just stick to the cables and, I don't even know. They don't even have a free bar there. So we really didn't do much. But start somewhere. Anything is better than nothing.
Yeah, little by little. And if you have to get a trainer to help you in the meantime, like, we had trainers, like, that worked at our gym, like, would help us with form to make sure we were, like, deadlifting properly. Like, don't do anything that you don't know if you're doing the right form, because you could actually really hurt yourself. But, yeah, it's just ask people. If you see someone that looks like they know what they're doing at the gym and you want them to show you, just be like, hey, would you mind just making sure my form is right or helping me out? Like, don't be shy. Now for a little break from our sponsor for today. Thank you to Stereo for sponsoring this episode.
Yes.
Stereo is an app that has thousands of live social conversations with a wide range of genres for every interest, including comedy, sports, and more. Things like me and Dev talking about your sexual problems. You can choose whether to be a co-host or participate as a guest. So Dev and I will be on there Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can come on. We will do Q&As. We can talk to you guys there live. If you ever wanted to tell us anything on here as we're talking, we will be on there. So now is going to be your chance. We're going to be on Stereo. We love Stereo. We're going to be talking all the time. And you can get notified every time that we go live. If you guys just sign up on our special link, you can download the Stereo app and follow us at stereo.com/DevoraLaser. And then CLLAAAUDIAA.
Yes.
It's my Instagram name.
It's the same as our Instagram names. If it makes it any easier, just go check it out. And we could probably do swipe up link too.
Yeah, we'll do a swipe up one
on Instagram to make it easier for you guys.
And the link will be in the description.
Yes, we're so excited to talk more with you guys and answer all questions that you might have on here and on stereo.
So.
So the most exciting thing is Gymcock. Yes. So our experience with Gymcock, we both have experiences for sure. We've kind of talked about the people that we've kind of fucked at the gym. Yeah. But we won't go into too much detail about that. Just more so, you know, to talk about it. I think at the end of the day, I'll be generous. 70 to 80% of the people that go to the gym are there to work out, but they're also there to see what's there.
Yeah, if you're a younger person, honestly, the older fucking people do it too, because I've had older guys approach me. 100%. But it's like the gym is, there's so much testosterone and like, what is it?
Estrogen
and all these things in the air. Flowing. And everyone's like feeling their best, feeling their pump, looking good, you know, less clothing than normal because you're wearing like little bras and shit like that.
Sweaty, you know, sweat dripping down your skin. And if you have tan, smooth skin with buff arms, I want to lick that fucking sweat off of your body.
Literally, like, imagine the scenario of meeting a really hot guy at the gym who's buff and sweaty, and after a workout, he just takes you in the locker room, picks you up, and fucks you against the wall.
Or lockers.
That's my fantasy, but has yet to come true. But I will say,
a little bit risque, but, you know, who's not down for a good time?
I know. And it's just, like, it's literally that TikTok that says the sexual tension that you were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. When you look around, you already know, like, they're looking at you, you can feel it, then they feel you look at them, and it's just like there's so many guys, especially at our gym, there's so many guys that are our age.
Right.
And it's just, you can't help it but be curious and like wonder, like, oh my God, I need it. How many times have we went home and dug up somebody's Instagram?
Yeah, you have no idea. Claudia and I, supreme fucking stalkers. Literally. We will literally have eyes for somebody, go home, fucking stalk everybody that we possibly think would be in relation to this person, and not stop until we find this person. We go to the gym location page. Is that what it is?
we search a location on Instagram. Yeah,
we
search a
location. We see if they tagged themselves at
the
that
gym
location.
Website.
The gym website. The fucking gym roster if they had one. Like literally. Anything and everything, we try to find these people, and we usually do.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, just mainly because we're curious to see, like, do they have a girlfriend? What do they look like without their mask on?
I don't know. If there's masks, you can't even actually get a good idea of what somebody looks like. But I can't tell you the amount of times, even the people, the guys that I wouldn't even typically find attractive, if I'm walking by strutting my shit and I see a guy lifting heavy and he's around my age and has a good ass body, I'm like, yeah, I'd fuck him. You know what I mean? In my own head, I'm like, yeah, I'd do him.
Yeah.
I feel like, at least if you're me or Claudia, you just can't help yourself sometimes.
No, I literally can't. I mean, we were just doing this yesterday.
Every day, usually. Every day. I was just telling Claudia, because I don't think, she didn't know the extent of that I went for this one gym guy. I think, what, maybe 2 years ago now? A year ago?
Yeah,
I don't know fucking how long ago it was. But when I was going to a different gym, I think I had just gone through a breakup or whatever. So my eyes were fucking looking around for a new piece of cock to suck. And I'm in the gym and I see this guy, you know, super tall, just pretty sexy. Like, I thought he was good looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I just would look at him and he worked out pretty hard. And I kind of like the ones that mind their own business and stick to themselves. You know, the ones that don't let their eyes wander, kind of just very focused on themselves. And I feel like it makes you want them more when they don't look your way.
Yeah, because you're like, curious. What
the fuck? Like, does he have a girlfriend? Why, like, why is he not fucking looking at me? So I would see this guy, not all the time, but I'd see him at night usually. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to start going at night more. So I start going at night more. And then when I wouldn't see him, I'd want to rip my fucking hair out. Because I'm like, oh my God, I just waited all day to go to the fucking gym and he's not fucking here. So I'd see him once, twice. I maybe like saw him like two times before, like there was like a big gap, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks I didn't see him and I was getting pissed off. So I was like, all right, that's it. The next time I see him, I'm getting his fucking number one way or the other. Like, I'm no fucking pussy bitch. Like, mama ain't raised no bitch. So I see him at the gym, was a pussy bitch in the gym, couldn't go up to him. So I walked, like I left the gym and I fucking wrote down his license plate like a psychopath. And I asked one of my friends to like run it for me because she like knew this like website or whatever. So she runs it. I didn't get a name. I fucking checked everywhere, everything. I could not find this fucking kid to save my life. Like, I had no idea what his name was. Didn't know who he was. He didn't talk to anybody at the gym that I knew. Couldn't find him. So I think the next time that, so that was probably like the third time I saw him, that didn't work out for me. So I was like, okay, I definitely need to act on this shit if I want this to go anywhere. So the next time, whenever it was, I don't remember how long in between it was, that I saw him, after I left the gym, I waited in my car because like the gym almost was closing. So I was like, he has to come out soon. I waited in my car for this motherfucker to come out. He comes out. I drive, pull up next to him, roll down my window. I'm like, hi, like this might be a weird question, but like, would you want to go out sometime? And he kind of like laughed. He's like, yeah, like for sure. Okay, long story short, this guy was a fucking weirdo. And you know what I mean? It didn't go anywhere. I think we went bowling and it, I think he like maybe had, he was older than me, but I think he was like, yeah, like I only had sex with one girl. And like, you know, that's fine, but I can't really, like, I need somebody that's kind of, like, kinky like me. We have to have a good time together.
He's too nice.
He was way too nice. You know what I mean? Like, I love some nice guys, but he was too nice. It was just not the fucking move. But I was proud of myself.
Yeah.
For acting on that gym cock, even though it wasn't successful.
I know. I will say I'm a fucking pussy, but on the other hand,
I kind of forced you for the one.
I have fucked some gym cock because Dev was like, you're going to do it.
She has
because we need to know.
Yeah, we had. Sometimes you see a hot ass guy,
and you just have to know. Even that's if like sucks. The thing. It's not even like we look at them and we're like, oh my god, I want to like go on a date with them. It's more like we literally look at them and we see their body and we're like, we need to know what it's like. So which one of us is gonna fucking do it?
Or maybe both if we have to.
Yeah,
I mean we could fucking double team. I don't even care.
Literally, we just need to know what it's like. And yeah, maybe it's gonna suck.
Also, it's kind of like that thrill of seeing this person all the time when you go to work out, and then just like,
because then you have like, even if it's not good, you have like eye candy when you go. You're right. Like, I have someone who I know is fucking looking at me and thinking about my naked body.
Right. Granted, don't take it too far and date the guy, because then when you break up, and you have to see them, that fucking
gym
sucks.
Exes is not fucking fun.
Those are not fun. But no. The whole beginning phases of kind of like laying eyes on somebody that you're into at the gym is fun. Fuck them. Test it out. See how it is. I can never talk to them again. Keep fucking them.
Be nice. Be cordial. But don't date them. Just don't date them.
Yeah. But it's fun.
It is so fun. It is literally like it's the like healthy version of going and finding people at the bar, which I will say.
That's kind of true.
I don't think I've ever like found anyone at the bar, because usually when I'm drunk, that's just not my thought. Like, I'm there to fucking rage. But it's that's kind of how it is. I feel like that's always been that way. Like, my dad met my mom at the gym.
Right.
It's just like,
well, I think it's a good place to meet somebody, because at least you know that they have similar goals and motivation as you do, and they're working hard. They care about the way that they look just like you do.
Yeah.
Which is super fucking important. So yeah, I mean, I just think that besides everything else that we talked about with like body image and all that, which is the main thing and very important, I just know that it's so common and exciting and everything else under the sun when there is a hot guy at the gym and you just need to fucking stalk his ass and find who he is, you know, get the chance to suck his dick, see how that is, and everything in between.
Right. If you're single and bored and want to meet somebody, the gyms are open.
Wear your mask, but definitely search.
Wear your mask and your sexiest fucking gym outfit. Put that shit on. Make yourself feel fucking hot.
Hike it up your ass crack.
Embrace that camel toe, because we all fucking have it. And go in there, stretch your shit, and find some people. Don't go to like the old, you know, don't go to some old ass gym where like it's a bunch of old folks.
Yeah, we went to a gym like
that. Yeah, like find the one in your area that the funniest advice. Find the one in your area that has like the youngest, hottest guys, and just go find one.
It's motivating, and it's motivating, but like Claudia said, who the fuck doesn't like to go out and find young, hot guys? It's literally the healthier way to do it is at the gym.
100%. It's fun. I look forward to it. It's like my event of the day. I have to go and fucking look good and just look around. Like,
right. And even if there's not guys there every day, because you can't rely on anyone else to motivate you except for yourself. At the end of the day, I think we are always our own motivation. You know, you see progress in your own mirror. You want to keep up with it. You keep going to the gym. Bottom line. But whether there's a hot guy there, whether there's not, you know, even if it is just old fucks, like the whole point is just getting out of being in your house and being lazy.
Yeah, we're not saying to go to the gym and fucking not actually work out. Like, obviously go in there with the intention that you're there to build an ass or to do whatever it is that you want. Get some abs, get toned arms. But I mean, while you're there, it definitely helps to have some guys to look at, some eye candy.
So before you know, we kind of end talking about the gym. I do just want to throw in, I know that Claudia and I get a bunch of messages of what workouts we do, like she said. And we do have videos on both of our channels of some of our workouts.
Channels, and we have highlights on Instagram as well showing. Yes.
But I will say that the main things that have changed our bodies, our core, our lower bodies, are just those main compound movements. You know, squats, deadlifts, hip thrusts, mm-hmm. you know, split squats, lunges, all of those. They're amazing. You know what I mean? And the whole goal is to just keep doing those and to keep going heavier, because the heavier you go, you know, the more you're going to see a change right. in your body. And always push yourself to go heavier. Add like 2.5 to 5 pounds every couple weeks or so. You know, whatever yep. you're comfortable with. Don't push yourself too hard. But I just wanted to throw that in there because I know that that's a question that we get often. And that's definitely the main thing that we focus on.
Yeah. Don't feel like you have to go to the gym and run on the treadmill the mm-mm. entire time. Like, don't be scared to go out and try everything else. And, you know, like, pick up weights. Like, it's not going to make you bulky. It's not going to make you buff. Or, like, I mean, unless you want it to, obviously. That's right. Everyone has a different goal. But, I don't know. It's just a big thing to not be afraid of it, because we didn't always look like this. I used to be like a 90-pound little stick with no curve or anything to me. And because of going heavier at the gym and eating the right things, well, just eating more, I guess, for me. But it really can change your body and make you feel so much better, like so confident and like good about yourself. And
don't be scared to eat. Just eat more of the right thing. And it's not even about, I feel like I'm kind of a hypocrite when it comes to this, because I definitely am more strict than not, and I do definitely like splurge and stuff like that here and there, but I'm very hard on myself when I do. I wouldn't be like that. I would just try to make better decisions more often. Have a couple fucking burgers or cheat meals, whatever you want. Just know consciously in your head that maybe eat more of healthier things. You know, not burgers and fries, but I'm not I never even eat fucking salads, but just more like vegetables and healthier just healthier options. There's always healthier options. I know, like, right now I'm on a meal plan. Claudia tried it out. She's not the biggest fan. But once again, it's all, you know, genetics always plays a role in everything. Sure. I mean, Claudia can eat
Shake Shack,
and, you know, it'll only really benefit her. And for me, I can't really do that. It'll make me more of, like, bulky in a way. Mm-hmm. So I try to stick to more, like, vegan foods. And I'll eat pasta, but I make sure it's, like, a gluten-free pasta. And just things that really won't aid in any bloating or anything like that. But there's always a healthier alternative to everything.
Oh, yeah. So especially now.
Yeah, just nowadays. Make more conscious, better decisions with your food, but don't be strict, because honestly, sometimes when you're a little bit less strict and you're just eating a lot of good food, you see better results than if you're limiting yourself and only having salads or this.
Right. If you're going to go to the gym and lift weights, you have to feed your body. Like, your body can't live off greens and freaking little tiny portions and whatever else. Like, you need to feed it
energy,
the nutrients. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to have a bad workout. Two, you're not going to grow the way you want to.
Right.
And then you're just going to be hangry and miserable all the time. So don't do that.
Yep. So I think that's all we have to really say about the gym as a whole. If you guys have any more questions, though, about the gym, just shoot us a message and we'll be happy to answer them, because that is mainly what we do every single fucking day. So
literally, that's our life. This and the gym.
Yes.
Not a bad life.
Not at all.
The gym, I look forward to it. Like, I cannot wait to go half the time. Yeah.
So, you know what time it is? Your favorite time? Question time? Just kidding. It might not be your favorite time, but...
It's my favorite time. Actually, I don't know. I love answering questions.
I do. I like reading people's stories and answering the questions, so... Enjoy.
Okay, enjoy. Hello. Okay, so the first one is, hey, just wondering what you guys would do in this situation. This guy used to compliment me and text me 24/7, spam me, and I don't reply, and I enjoyed the attention, but he was weird and obsessive, like really weird. He always wanted to hang out, but I always say no because I was nervous. I then started to text him less, and he slowly got the gist of me not liking him as much. He got really rude and brags about how he fucks other girls, but now I've started to think about him more and I want him to text me more. Is this me missing the attention? How do I stop thinking about him and wanting the attention? P.S. Love your podcast. Thank you.
I think it's definitely that she just misses the attention.
Yeah, because obviously any guy, even if you're not really into them, like giving you attention like that, it makes you feel good about yourself. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, like they're so into me and I don't even fuck with them. It's probably because you have no one else like giving you that type of attention. And if you didn't like him to begin with, I would take it as a blessing. He's leaving you alone now. Find someone that you're actually into.
Right. You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, if you didn't like him right off the bat, probably not the right fucking choice of men, number one. Number two, if he's being an asshole now and bragging about whatever fucking other girls, you don't need that regardless. So he's not the one find somebody else to give you attention. And if you don't have it right now, I promise you it will come around.
Yep.
There's always another cock out there willing to give you attention.
Yep.
They just swarm around looking
for. He's just being rude probably too because he sees that it's affecting you.
Swarms.
Where's the vagina?
Ew.
Ew.
Ew. Imagine a soft dick like slapping against your vagina and just not getting hard. I don't know why I just thought about that. Like, when you like,
and you're like trying to put it in, and it's just
get
really
hard.
Ew, we're disgusting.
Get fucking hard. Hello,
whiskey dick,
anxiety cock.
Gives me the fucking shivers.
Gives me the chili villas.
Ain't nobody wants to suck on that thing. You literally can swallow it whole when it's that soft.
Could you imagine you choke on a fucking gummy worm dick?
Ew,
like, oh, it slides down your throat.
That, it'd have to be long though.
Yeah, usually they're like,
and
yay, big,
come off the body. Okay, moving on.
Come on.
Next question. Okay. Hey, Claudia, just watched yours and Dev's podcast. It gave me the courage to ask for your advice. But first, I want to say that I really like it. It's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm 17, 18, and 12 days, and I take driving lessons with a teacher who gives me a weird feeling of discomfort. He told me that I'm fat and touched my hand while I was driving.
The fucking teacher? Oh, my God.
Touched my hand while I was driving, but he looked at me and it felt wrong. Also, he said a few weird comments, like he pointed out a random house. This is our house that we'll live in. I'm afraid that maybe I'm hallucinating. Or overreacting, and I'm afraid to tell my father. My mom passed away. Please answer. I would like to hear what I should do. I answered this girl the minute I read this, because first of all, that guy is a sick fucking pervert. A sick fucking pervert. Ew as fuck. It makes me want to choke, gag,
ew,
and die.
Motherfucking fuck. It makes me curious how old this guy is. Not that that matters, but it's like,
if she's not even 18, so, and if he's giving her lessons, he has to at least be like 20s or older.
This guy's sick.
He's
as
disgusting.
Fuck. Tell your fucking dad.
And if anyone tells you, any fucking stranger, especially anyone in general, even if it's like your parents, tells you you're fat, then go fucking suck a dick.
This guy has serious fucking problems. I feel like this answer is like quick, straight, blunt, and to the point.
Yeah.
Fucking tell your dad
and
get
out of
that.
The car.
Yeah.
Like, that
do
is
not go
terrifying.
Take any more lessons with this person.
That's what I said. I said, you need to, one, tell your dad, and two, stop going.
Yeah, fuck that. That's disgusting. I'd be uncomfortable too.
Oh, my God. Okay. Hi, I love your podcast, but I have a problem, and I would love some advice from you guys. My problem is that I'm new in my body. So I'm guessing she's saying she's just like new to like trying to discover herself, I guess.
Okay.
I finally started feeling things, but I don't know how to please myself. Every time I touch myself, I don't feel anything, and I'm single and I don't know what to do. I would love some advice. I think the question is, how do I touch myself? Like, how do I start finding what I like? How do I know? How do you know you're doing it right? How do you know when you orgasmed? You'll definitely fucking know when you orgasm.
Yeah.
Is there a right way to do it? How to start, etc. I would love some advice. Love you guys. Podcast amazing.
Okay, so I feel like I could start with this one because I don't really know. I don't know if you're different in this way, but I'm a very horny person.
Yeah.
Like, I love having sex. I love all things sex, especially with the other gender. But yeah, like I'm saying, like with like a guy rather than just like a fucking object.
Yeah.
So I've tried to please myself, like with my finger, with a fucking dildo. And I was only successful once, and I feel like it was more of like a forced thing.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I watch porn both out of curiosity and out of to learn like new things. But I cannot physically, like, I don't enjoy masturbating. I think that if I have somebody that I could have sex with or do shit with, that's what I much rather. I would take that over pleasing myself any day because I don't really find pleasure in pleasing myself. It's like, I don't get off to that. I don't really know.
I mean, any times I've ever done that, for one, I have to like watch porn to get in the mood. Like, I have to watch fucking a guy fingering a girl or something to like imagine it happening to me. But so I think that's one thing. At least for me, I can't just lay there in my own head and be like, oh yeah,
like right,
like make up my own
like
thoughts.
They do in the fucking movies. That
no,
I've never do that.
I just can't. But also, I feel like, I mean, at least for me, discovering like how to orgasm, I learned myself first.
Yeah.
And then once I was able to do that, then I could actually like do it with a guy. So I feel like, I don't know, if you can't, one, watch porn. I feel like that's like the one first thing, because not even porn, but if you need to like know what to do in general, there's videos like that. There's videos of people fucking masturbating that you can watch to learn. For two, get a sex toy if you have to. Like, get something that vibrates. I don't know.
For sure.
I feel like that will help you also, and then just like, I don't know, you have to be comfortable with your body. You can't be afraid to touch yourself, to figure things out, to fucking look at your vagina. Like, if you're going to be scared, it makes you feel uncomfortable, then you're not going to ever get to that point that you can have an orgasm in general.
Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, to each their own, everybody's different. I personally don't really enjoy masturbating. I don't really get much from it. Like I said, I'd rather do it with a guy, but you don't know until you try.
Yeah.
So experiment with yourself. Mm-hmm. Do whatever you need to do and don't give up on the first time. You know, try multiple times just to see if you definitely do or definitely don't like it.
Yeah.
And go from there. I, like Claudia said, you just have to be comfortable with yourself. And I think
don't be afraid. Also, that you can fucking go to they sell sex toys like in the mall now. Like if you're scared to have one sent to you because your mom or something, like go to fucking Spencer's. I don't know if Spencer's is everywhere, but you can literally get them like anywhere and use a vibrating toothbrush.
Well, or a fucking curling iron, but don't plug it in. but also I was going to say, I've always been one that kind of like, I think the mirror and seeing things has always kind of helped me get off easier, at least with sex and stuff. So maybe try that. Like even if you set up like a little mirror, just so you could kind of even see more of what's going on down there.
Yeah.
That might help you, and it also might turn you on to see yourself and see you doing stuff to yourself. Who knows? Try anything. Don't be afraid. You know, it's human nature. We're all horny individuals, and you're not going to know until you're comfortable with yourself.
And when it comes to orgasming, you will know when you have an orgasm.
100%.
Like it is... You will fucking know. It's not just some little feeling. It takes over your body.
It's an out-of-body experience to a degree.
Yeah.
I've never really full-on had that with myself. I think that it's for me, it takes another person to kind of heighten that experience. But, yeah, like Claudia said, you will fucking know. There won't be any question. It's not as simple as, oh, I just fingered myself and it felt good, but that was it. No, you'll fucking know.
You'll know.
Yeah,
for sure. I don't even know how to explain how you'll know, but you'll know.
Yeah, 100%. And like Claudia said, watch videos.
Do things that get you, like, horny.
Yeah, and there's always room to learn.
You can't just, like, be laying there fully dry as fuck, not thinking about anything sexual, and think if I touch myself, I'm going to have an orgasm. No, you have to, like... get yourself in the mood, get your mind in the mood.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that is going to be it for this week's episode. As always, send us any questions, comments, concerns, anything you want us to talk about on the podcast.
Yes, we love to hear from you guys, and we are always taking new ideas and new questions. Like we said last time, you can even ask things that aren't men or relationship related. We take any fucking questions, and we love to hear them all.
Yes, I want to thank our sponsor Stereo again for sponsoring this podcast. You can join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday over on the Stereo app for like a live Q&A, a live little podcast, I guess, if you will, between me and Dev, where we talk. You guys can actively comment with us. You can be a listener. You can be a co-host. So download the Stereo app and follow us at stereo.com/CLLAAAUDIAA.
God, Claudia, what the fuck is that username? She'd make the most complicated username. And mine is just Devorah Laser, same as my Instagram.
Yeah, mine's the same as my Instagram. We'll leave a link in the description. We love Stereo. We're going to be talking on it all the time, so make sure you follow us and get notified every time we go live.
I was going to say, too, I'm sure that when we're planning on doing it on those Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, that we will post it on our Instagram story as well, so some of you guys can know exactly when we're on.
But don't miss it, because it'll be super fun, and we can actually converse with you guys and have some good, deep conversations.
Yeah, for sure, because I think that it's definitely difficult for us to, you know, get to all of our questions, all of your questions. We see them all, but... we can't answer them all on one thing. So on there, we can definitely interact more with you guys, answer more of your questions, and kind of just have like a laid back, chill hangout with all of you and, you know, get to know you guys more. And it'll be fun for you and fun for us. Go head over to Stereo when we're on there doing our lives, because it's going to be fun and still juicy like always.
Yep. All right. So I think that wraps up
this motherfucking episode of Free That Guys. Wraps up episode 6 and anything and all things gym related, gym boys, gym bodies, and everything in between.
Yeah. Send us your gym stories. We want to know.
Yeah, seriously, if you guys have any gym stories of any guys that you fucked at the gym, or just in general, anything gym related, send it over. You know, we love the gym. We'd love to hear your stories and anything that's happened to you guys.
Get in the gym. Go to the gym. Meet some new men at the gym. Work hard. Or girls or whoever.
Let this fucking summer be your summer to look bomb as fuck in your little ass fucking bikini.
Hot girl motherfucking summer.
Yes, bitch.
All right. We'll see you next time.
See you next time. We love you. Thank you for listening and watching.
Bye.